Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me, Kelty Knight, type A.
What is she doing?
Dancing journalist. She just did like an Egyptian dance.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Oh, that was great. She's super tan right now from being in Sexico.
Sexico.
And to my right is Jack Vanek. She's super hungover.
Can we stop saying that?
That you're hungover?
Yes.
You are. She's struggling. She's going through it. But she's also a fab clothing designer of Jack Vanek. All right. And this week's question of the week is, what is your go-to toenail polish color for summer?
I mean, can I say my nail polish color?
Sure.
Because I always change my toes. Orally rose-colored glasses is the best clear gel color.
Yeah.
Nude. You'll ever wear.
OPI Tiramisu for two.
Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah.
On your fingernails?
Another good neutral.
Nails and toes. Do you think anal retentive Kelty would have have two different colors? Well, are you insane?
Do you get... Wow.
Gel toes, yes.
Gel toes?
Yeah. I just started gel toes. It's life-changing.
Life-changing.
What was I doing before? Having to wait for my toes to dry, I wouldn't even work out the days that I would get my toes done.
Because even, 4 hours later, if you start to wear a shoe, they're effed up.
If you hit it, you're back.
I don't know what took me so long. I'm back. But I usually do something like a Cajun shrimp Essie on my toes. It's like an orangey red.
Mm.
And then I just tried the OPI gel Act Your Beige on your hands. I'm into it.
We're so beigey and boring.
It's literally the exact same color.
It is, right? Because I noticed how beautiful your color was, and it must be why I liked it, because it's mine. And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, so my good week is so good, I couldn't even stand it. I have friends who always talk about going to get foot massages, foot massages, foot massages. And I'm like, I'm not like a foot massage person.
What?
Like,
do they go to a foot massage
there's
place?
There's a foot massage place. It's called Aurora Foot Spa on Wilshire. If you're in Los Angeles, I'm telling you, I will not steer you wrong. It is
She's not even doing an ad right now.
No, it's not an ad. I paid for it in full. Actually, my friend paid for me because he's like, trust me. So it's our two friends that go there. They always go. And they're like, you and Zach have to try this place. You have to try it. I'm like, I'm not really a foot massage person. I don't really care. I think it's weird. Foot massage, just specifically, it's weird. Mm.
I love a good foot massage.
It's actually more than that. It's $35.
So much but more wait. Than that.
It's there's $35 more. For you get there, you soak your feet. As you're soaking your feet, they're rubbing your back. And you're in, like, sweats. You're dressed. The room is, like, very serene. And it's, like, all these little beds all, like, around each other. It's communal. It's quiet. And they're rubbing you. It's, like, these men who are so strong. Yep. And you're not in a private room and you're not undressed, so you don't feel weird about it. You're soaking your feet. You turn around. It's, like, a full body situation. They get down to your feet, and by the time they're at my feet, I was like having a full euphoric bodily orgasm. It was $35, you guys.
For an hour?
For an hour. I felt more relaxed doing that than like a $400 massage at the Montage. It was so good. Aurora Foot Spa. Everybody go who lives in Los Angeles. Tell them I sent you. They don't know who I am.
Rebecca Toby special.
Okay, here's my bad week. My bad week is Orly, my dog, had diarrhea for 5 straight days.
Oh.
And there was blood and doo-doo all over my house. Just 1,200 square foot house filled with bloody doo-doo.
No.
For 5 days.
You didn't try to
you didn't give her the rice?
I gave her. No I
diaper?
Tried everything. I took her to the vet twice. I ended up having to put her on 2 antibiotics, a probiotic, like all this BS.
What'd they say it was?
Just like a bacterial thing. Like, you know, just how people get sick. But I'm like, seriously? I can't. And in those moments, I was like, can't have kids. Can't have kids because I can barely deal with my dog getting diarrhea once a year.
It's like a poop.
It's just
a blood poop.
And poo everywhere.
Ugh.
And then you're just worried that you're going to walk inside and there's just going to be shit all over your bed, every corner of. And
did
there
she
really
get it
was.
On your bed?
She would go poo and then wipe her butt across my white duvet.
Oh, no.
I washed my duvet.
Oh, no.
Four times last week.
Oh, my God,
that
Becca.
Sucks.
Poor Orly, little
poor
baby.
Poor Orly. Son. She's better now, but, like, damn.
No throw up? It was just poop
no,
everywhere?
Just poo.
Poor
ew.
Thing.
All right, Jack, what's up for you?
So we had Spencer Pratt on the podcast a few
yes,
weeks
we
ago.
Did.
Yep.
It was the best experience of my life.
Yep, mine too.
If anybody hasn't listened to it, you need to listen to it immediately. So his spirit animal is a hummingbird. Would not stop talking about it. If you go to his Snapchat, Alan is like his best friend. We leave from recording the podcast. I go home and a hummingbird has laid eggs right outside my apartment.
Shut
Holy
up.
Cow.
Did you
yep.
did you DM him?
Yes. I posted an Instagram story. He's like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing ever. And I'm like, the mold, I don't know if it's the mold of my necklace or the humming. He is like a magical
He's
human
a
being.
He's a magical person.
And he gave me the spirit of hummingbirds in my apartment now.
Have they been born?
They have been born. Yeah.
Did you get a feeder?
No. Should I get one?
Oh my
they
God.
Haven't left their little nesty
you
yet.
You need to
They're
get a
like
feeder and you put the red sauce in. What is it? Sugar water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With red food
like
dye.
I have questions about that sugar water red sauce. Do they get dependent on that? And then are we basically doing like a disservice?
Right,
aren't they supposed to like find food naturally? Isn't that why America's obese? Because we put donuts on every corner?
Well, then you created yourself a zoo.
Exactly.
I think it's Isn't very that? Cute if you have the red sugar water.
Did you
fountain?
Like my Ariana Grande donut reference for Spencer Pratt?
Appreciate it. Full
right?
circle.
That
he
was the best.
Hates her now because she called America fat because of our donuts.
I loved that so much. That was the best thing he's ever said.
What was your bad week?
So my bad week, I recently moved to the West Side.
Yep.
And for anybody that
Traitor.
Doesn't know it's the best
Traitor.
But everything unless you're like living in a $6,000 one bedroom that's like 200 square feet like everything's old
yeah
they don't redo anything you're living in an old apartment mm-hmm.
The West Side is the best side question mark continue
questionable so the one of the first nights that I move in I'm like going to bed and I hear this bubbling coming from my bathroom. And I was like, what the hell could this possibly be? I go in and my toilet is like bubbling from, I don't know, it like looks like the whole
Orly?
Was like blowing bubbles.
Orly?
And I'm like, this is weird. There's something going on with our sewage system. I don't know. Mm-mm. I go to lay back down because it's like midnight and I can't do anything about it. I start hearing it again. Sludge is coming up through my shower drain and filling all of the bottom of my shower. Poop.
What?
Straight up sludge.
What did you do?
Poop.
Like
what did you
gray
do?
Water, I think is the technical term.
But it was more than water. It was like
fudgy.
It was fudgy. I put on gloves and tried to scoop it out and throw it into my toilet and then I
no.
had to
No, was
wait.
It your poo?
Nope,
no,
because I just moved in. And that's the only reason why I'd tell the story, because it wasn't mine, thank God. Becca's dying.
That's disgusting.
I don't think I would have been okay.
Did you call the superintendent?
Well, there was like a special plumber guy that came through and like snaked the entire system from the outside, and it was just like waterfalls of poo falling outside. It was so gross. It was the worst moment of my entire life.
That's disgusting.
But it never happened again, thank God. So
yeah, you've only lived there for a week.
Once.
Yeah.
Like what?
I think it would snake that before you moved in, but okay. Oh, okay, West Side. Enjoy your West Side apartment right by the ocean. And go swim in that ocean. What do you think they do with that water?
The sludge water.
In the ocean and you swim in it at the beach.
That's why I live landlocked here in Los Angeles.
That's why I like to live right in the middle of
Hollywood. Your sewage system isn't from like 1919 when the house is built. So
do you have a good week?
It was for Spencer Pratt Hummingbird.
Okay, it's my turn.
The best week.
So good week. I was on, okay, so I'm on the train from Paris to London, and I'm so excited because I'm on a train, because first of all, train travel is amazing. Then I look across the train, and guess who's on my train?
Charlie Hunnam.
Anna Wintour.
Whoa.
Was on the, like,
that's a
what's it called? The Amtrak? No. What's it called? In Europe.
Oh, the Eurostar?
The Eurostar. Anna Wintour was going to get knighted. Remember she got knighted or whatever? Mm-hmm. She took the train to get knighted.
Lady Wintour?
Yeah.
Wow.
Lady Wintour. She had her full sunglass regalia on.
Whoa.
And like a nice pea coat. And one of the guys that I was with snapped a picture, but I was too embarrassed.
But did she have like bodyguards and stuff?
No, she just had like a couple. They sat at one, a table one. So what happened is there was no seats on the thing. So two of my guy friends were like at the side of the table, and the other table, there was like no seats. So Anna Wintour and one of her minions like sat across from them.
Was there no like first class on
and
the
then
train?
I was like, no, there's no first class.
Oh, it's all minions. Oh,
well, actually, God. I think we were in first class.
Okay.
You're an idiot.
You are like literally.
Okay. So here's my bad week.
Yeah.
I got my weed card.
Oh. What'd you say? What was your problem?
I can't sleep. But I was getting weed for my dog. And I went for my first weed experience in California. So
Why didn't you bring us? I know. Let's get stoned.
So I don't know if you guys have this in other states or places in the world that you listen. But in California, it's legal and you can go to a dispensary. So shout out to Buds and Roses in Ventura. Hey, Buds and Roses.
Did they have the suppositories?
I didn't see the suppositories. So, but did you, that what you get them?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so I went in and then like I had to give them my card and they registered me and I had to fill out forms and all this stuff. And it was like super professional. And then I go in and I like pick out what I want to get. And then I tried to pay for my weed with a credit card and you can't.
You can't?
Oh, good. Okay. I thought I was so done.
It's legal.
I feel like they're but
you cannot. It's a cash only business. So then I had not brought my debit card. So I had to call my husband and have him meet me on the corner and drive from our house to Buds and Roses to give me my debit card to get some cash out.
It's like an actual drug exchange.
What kinds of things are you buying, Hobo?
So Hobo's having a pet tincture. It's like, it's where.
Tincture?
Tincture?
Is that a thing in your butt?
No. It's like it's a little oil. You drop it on their tongue, and then like she gets one in the morning that helps her with pain, and then she gets one at night that helps her with swelling and appetite. But I did give her too much of the nighttime one once, and she was super high. She was like running around. She was like, it was crazy. Anyway, so I felt cool that I went in a weed store.
Did you buy anything for yourself?
I didn't, but I did get two free chocolates.
Ooh,
and they're in my house. I'm scared. Honestly, the last time I had anything to do with marijuana was when I went and saw Michael Jackson. This is us. What is it called? This is us. This is it.
This is it.
And I had a lollipop marijuana sucker, and I sucked the whole thing, which like apparently you're supposed to take like four licks.
Yeah.
And then I was high for like 3 days.
No, that's like my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
No.
Okay. Anyway. So that's that.
that's that.
All right. We're really excited.
Because we're going to help you Lady Gang your life.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today is a highly sought-after Los Angeles-based personal trainer, fitness model, and athlete. She's also one of the most popular trainers at Barry's Bootcamp. Whether your goal is to be lean and toned or build some crazy-ass muscles, Ostrid will get you there. She began her career as an international model at the age of 15. Hello, Gigi Hadid. During that time, she made a choice to live a healthy lifestyle in the business while you're judged by your appearance. She's created healthy habits of eating right and working out, and that made her stand out in a sea of eating disorders and body dysmorphia with confidence. confidence, hard work, and dedication, she not only started training herself, but other models as well who had never worked out before. She believes that we can all become confident and happy within our own skin. And she's wearing a shirt right now that says Soar AF. So we know she's the real deal. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, our fitness expert, Astrid Swan.
Hello.
Hi.
We're so happy to have you.
I am so excited to be here. And yes, I wore spandex, a sports bra, and a shirt that says Soar AF.
Thank you for coming.
Body, you're so on brand right now.
We're going to have to post a picture of her body because it's like serious, serious body goals. When I first started going to Barry's boot camp, I was like, every girl is like, I don't want to bulk. I don't want to look like a gymnast. I don't want to look at this. And then my friend Joey, who's the CEO of Barry's, was like, well, you need to take Astrid's class and you're going to shut up about that whole like bulking thing. And I walked in and she literally is like the thinnest, leanest, like strongest woman I've ever met.
Oh, keep going. No. But yes, that is true because every single female will come in and say, I just want to be skinny. And you don't eat, right? You just do like cardio all day long. And I eat a ton, which for people to say that, well, you never eat. I go, have we ever been out to dinner?
Yeah.
Because I will school you and I will keep ordering. And then I've actually been at a sushi restaurant where the waitress will cut me off. I was like, but I wanted one more round of spicy tuna crispy rice. And she's like, no more. But I lift super heavy and I don't believe in working out for hours. I think you have to have balance and I like to lift heavier than guys.
Mm-hmm. And she does.
I love that.
Let's first talk. So this is a little bit of a long going, what do you call it, section? A theme to Lady Gang Our Life. So we have you coming on. We have a hormone expert. We have, you know, we have all these different experts coming on so that we can be better for like the fall, for the new school year, as if we were still all in school. So let's first talk about the DNA. So you're tall. You're model tall.
I'm tall. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I model with the correct filter.
Yeah.
Okay. But like 5'8"?
I'm 5'9" and a half.
5'9" and a half. So your body is going to always look very different than Becca. And a lot of people, they...
Thanks for pointing that out, Kelty.
Well, you're short.
It's true. W Becca over here.
But I think the point is that I think people either use it as a motivator or an excuse. They either say, I'm not built like that. So they give up on themselves because they say, well, I'm never going to look like this because I'm this height or I'm this. And then they also use it as a thing to say, well, this is just my DNA. I'm meant to be a curvy girl forever. So what do you say to that? And how do we build our best DNA and play to our best strengths and get the dream body that's right for us?
Well, first of all, I think you have to be honoring your body. We're all different. And when you start giving off excuses, it's just that. It's excuses. And I don't have time for that. Because although Becca and I are different, Becca is very strong and Becca's body is beautiful.
Thanks.
But yeah, I'm 5'9" and a half. I can't help the way I was born, if you will, and I put that in quotes. But I can help with how much I'm going to put effort into my happiness. And I don't think happiness comes to being a size zero and ripped with, you know, veins coming out of your biceps. But happiness is creating what is your best version. So as a model, I actually was told I was quite large.
Which is crazy. So for every woman that listens to the show, they have, you know, it in them to give themselves 3 to 4 workouts a week. What is your belief in what we should be doing with that time, with those 45 minutes, 1 hour, 3-4 times a week?
Well, first of all, when we put our efforts and we look at our schedule, did you make an appointment for a manicure? Most likely. Do you need to get your hair cut and a fresh highlights? Yes. Are you putting in eyelash extensions? Yes. So why not add your fitness into your calendar? Because I have to tell you, your highlights will never look better if you feel confident in your body. And maybe you don't need another layer of lashes if you know, hey, I just killed it at the gym and I have a natural glow right now. So your time for fitness 3 to 4 times a week, you all can create that time. 45 minutes would be ideal. An hour is great. But if you have 30, take it. If you have 20, you can knock out a HIIT workout, be sweaty as can be, take a quick shower and go on with your day. Mm-hmm. So I train a lot of people and some of them will say, I want to work out 90 minutes. And I'll go, why? Like, what are you kidding?
Well, that's the best.
Thank God. Shorter the better.
Is that happening right now? And I do, and I will train people, but I don't think it's necessary. Why not work out hard for 45 to an hour, have a healthy lunch, and go get a blowout? To me, that's a great schedule.
Yeah.
But creating your time. So what would I do? I would spend heavy weights, but you don't start off with heavy weights. You need to have proper form. But when someone will come in and say, I can't lift above 5 pounds. And then I'll say, can I see your purse?
because your purse is massive. You have like a Givenchy, a Birkin. Yeah. You have something going on there.
Well, we don't have Birkins, but thanks for believing in us.
Well, the knockoff, whatever it may be.
You get a Firkin.
Yeah. The bitches at Barry's do.
I know. No comment.
And then they ask for discount on classes.
Of
and
course
you're like,
they do.
Wait a second. Can I have your purse? But you think about that. And you think about how much we are lifting if we're carrying groceries or if we have a kid or whatever it is. Do not be afraid to lift heavy. And there's a lot of people out there who will say, don't lift heavier, da-da-da-da. But I'm just saying, get more bang for your buck and use your time efficiently. And also, don't be afraid to get some sweat and not heated sweat. Like, I don't ever want to walk into a room and be like, oh my gosh, I'm already dying.
Yeah.
I want your body to warm up itself and get that flow going. So
the people that, do you remember on Full House when DJ was trying to lose weight on the stair climber? Do you remember that episode? Mm-hmm. And do you remember
Yes, I do.
Okay.
First of all, it probably just replayed on Saturday night, on Nick at Night, and I might have been home watching it. Yeah.
Remember? And she's like, people were teasing her, and she's like, I got to lose weight. So she like goes on the stair climber for like 2 hours. So do you think we need the cardio, or do you think just lift, or what is your...
Well, cardio is important. It's obviously important for your heart health. However, if you look at the trends, and especially as women, the more we lift, the better we are as we age. Our muscles look better. We are less prone to osteoporosis because we already have that, you know, we have that to look forward to. But how can we combat that? I think balance is key. So, no, DJ Tanner, 2 hours on a Stairmaster, you got to be out of your
mind. Sounds
like
a nightmare.
But 15 minutes on a Stairmaster? Sure. Yeah. Running the stairs in Santa Monica? Why not? Getting in a run. I love a run because you find clarity and all of a sudden you just have like this moment, this runner's high that people talk about, which by the way, when I started working out, I was like, I cannot run. In high school, I didn't pass the mile. I was in a bush hyperventilating, asking for extra credit in arts and crafts. And now they're like, oh, that girl, she's some celebrity trainer. She failed in gym class.
Wow.
And that's true for me. But I had to slowly start building. But no, I would not spend my entire time working out in cardio.
Yeah.
But if you had 3 days or 4 days of fitness, sure, you could do a day of cardio, maybe like a dance class or whatever is going to get you up and moving. But for me, I have very limited time, so I'm probably going to warm up properly with something cardio. I'm going to lift really heavy, and then I'm going to burn out with something cardio.
Now, so you're so cute. So it's easy for you. I mean, this is your job, but like... Listen, Becca Tobin, also very cute. Like, when she puts on her workout gear and she's like, I'm going to go to Barry's, she's cute. What about the girl who, you know, just had her baby or has never had fitness in their lives and doesn't feel good to even leave the house to go take a class? Mm. What is your advice to them?
My advice for the newbies or the people that are, you know, just coming off of, and I have plenty of new baby mamas, it is a challenge because you're insecure. You're not feeling like your best. However, you're not going to start feeling better unless you do get up and get out. So, you know, supporting yourself with your girlfriends, I think, is very important. Having someone to keep you accountable. You come into a group fitness class, talk to the trainer before you start because we're going to take you under our wings and it's going to be intimidating, but it's our job to get you into a place where you feel comfortable and you feel safe. I also think there's something to, if you're just starting off working out, go and get yourself something that makes you feel good. You don't need to spend a lot of money, but it's the same thing in life. If we have a new outfit on, it's like, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But never go into a place and feel intimidated because everyone else around you was once in your spot.
Right.
And again, as far as me being a trainer, my reputation is I'm very tough. I'm very hard. But if you actually talk to me before class, I'm going to tell you that I myself went outside and threw up my first class I took at at this gym. And I take classes all around town, and I always remind myself that I'm still a student. So we're all at a level, and then you find a way to improve that level. But don't get intimidated, and don't lock yourself in the couch because you're going to end up downward spiraling. And that doesn't help anybody, especially not yourself.
Becca Jack.
Yes.
One of the things that I like, I want to know if you guys are like me. So for like 21 days out of the month, I'm like, I'm going to work out and I'm going to eat salads. And then it goes to shit. And I'm like, Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
And
if gluttony. I'm PMSing, it's like nothing satisfies my craving unless it's shitty food. Like, what do you do?
Yeah. So one of the questions, we had a lot of the Lady Gang members wrote in, and she said, how do I not lose progress at my time of the month? I lose motivation and self-control, eat all the cookies and make brownie batter just to eat the whole bowl before baking.
Ooh.
Love how that
first
was worded.
Of all, I'd like to know her address because on day 26.
Same-sies.
No, here's the thing. I have to tell you that, you know, we are women.
and we have been going through this for whatever age, we have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with it. And so I think the mind is very powerful. And I am in the same position. Mind you, I had 7 years where I didn't have a period. What? Life was great. And then my acupuncturist was like, you need to be a woman. I was like, are you sure?
Wait, is this because you didn't have enough body fat?
I was on the pill and I was traveling and I thought it was great. I was also very monotone in life. I was like, And then he got me on Chinese herbs and all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I need chocolate. What is that? What are these feelings?
What are these hormones?
And he's like, you're blossoming. I'm like, I hate you.
Yeah, no thanks.
He's like, these are normal emotions. I'm like, ugh. But I, side note, but for me, it's still keeping on a schedule. Because we can either allow ourselves to go down, again, this rabbit hole of ravenous, oh my gosh, nothing is satisfying me, I'm going to eat again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you actually will feel better once you get your blood flowing, which means you're going to need to work out, which means you're going to need to get a sweat, which means you're going to release endorphins. So maybe you don't go as hard in your workout, but there is some science. Now, I'm not a doctor, so don't be, you know, writing in and yelling at me. But there is some science that when you are actually on your period, you work out harder.
Mm. Really?
Because you're mad.
Well, it's something about, you know, your body thinks it's going to, I think it's right before your period. Your body thinks it's going to have a baby, and then there's no baby, and then your blood is kind of like doing whatever, and your hormones are fluctuating. That you will notice, and I'm very sensitive to my body, so I can sometimes like, oh, there goes my ovary.
Oh,
and people
yeah.
I go, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, no, I just released. And my acupuncturist is very proud of me. He's like, you're so in tune to your blossom. And I'm like,
oh,
your blossom. And I can feel it. I can feel the day that, what is it, ovulation?
Yeah.
I can feel the day that it's going to kick in. And I'm like.
We're adding that to the Lady Game.
I just released.
Amazing.
I just released. I'm blossoming.
Seriously, it's been a real trip.
That's amazing.
And my closest friend's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, pay attention. You can, your body tells you.
Yeah.
So now you know, your body's telling you like, oh my gosh, why I'm not. I can eat more. Should I Postmates round 3?
Yeah.
But then think about it. Go and work out because the first 5 minutes is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kick in. Then you feel great. And then you know what? If you do end up eating, you know, the entire bar of chocolate that you had in the back of your fridge, there's balance.
Right.
But no, I have no excuses for that time of the month because, well, we have it for what? How many years do we have to do
with this?
Too many
years.
Never.
Yeah.
All the years.
Too many.
Someone wanted to know, what's the best way to track how many calories you're burning? Because they want to know how much they can eat that day.
Ooh, I don't like that question.
Okay.
Here's why. There's many trackers on the business, on, you know, on the watch, on the phone, on whatever.
No.
Pay attention to what you're eating. I love a food journal, and I love an old school food journal, as in pen and paper, because there's something about that writing with your hand to trigger your brain. You can easily put it in an app and just click like, oh, today I was at Chicconi's, and oh, there it is. There's my appetizer and salad. But I don't think it registers that much. I personally don't pay attention, and this is where they're like, this bitch.
Yeah, this bitch.
I don't pay attention because that makes me crazy.
Right.
What I do is I'm very focused, and I'm a pattern type person. So, and I think that makes me a little bit type A, but also makes me successful in what I do. So I never skip a breakfast. I don't care what time I get up. It's between 4 and 5 a.m. I'm having breakfast. It's between 5 and 6 a.m. I'm having breakfast. I don't skip it because it's going to start my metabolism. And there's many trends out there right now about, oh, I'm going to do intermittent fasting and I'm not going to eat for 18 hours.
Oh God.
Now, there's going to be many people, again, that have an opinion about this, and they're going to say, I've had so much success.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, absolutely not. I have to eat every 3 hours. This is how I keep my metabolism up. This is how I keep my strength level up. This is how my body stays fueled. And I'm also not a mean person, right?
Yeah.
But again, I just don't like to fall into trends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll see probably in 5 years, they're going to be like, oh, intermittent fasting was a terrible idea. However, today it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like people to find what's best for them and what works for them. But again, going back to counting calories, don't be a fool. If you're going to go and have the endless bowl of pasta, breadsticks, and then a dessert of tiramisu, you probably overdid it today.
Yeah.
But if you know, hey, listen, I'm eating and I'm eating for energy. And I think that's where I stand out as a trainer because I'm not going to sell you on something. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be real. I'm going to tell you straight up, 90 minutes and not needed. Skipping a meal, I don't think it's smart. But you know what's right. You know the days that you overindulge, and the next day you're like, oh, why did I do that?
Right.
Why did you do it? You're in charge. You are responsible for your hand, your mouth, your emotions, your feelings about who you are. So if you do have a day where you've kind of gone off the cuff, and listen, YOLO, do. It's life.
Yeah.
But rein it back in. And that doesn't mean rein it back in and now you're going to not eat mm-hmm. for 22 hours. Because now your metabolism is going into yo-yo and you're wondering why you can't get results. Mm-hmm. It's just about balance. I think that's going to be the title of my book.
Just about balance.
No bullshit. Just balance. I love that.
This is a Fitbit question. So we've kind of said maybe not a Fitbit, but she says, my Fitbit tracks my heart rate zone, mm-hmm. resting fat burn cardio peak is the way it does it. Mm-hmm. I can achieve fat burn by walking at a slightly elevated pace, but running puts me in the cardio zone and at sometimes the peak zone. If I'm trying to lose weight, do I want to be in the fat burn zone or the cardio zone?
Well,
this is why the world's fucked up. So sorry, I didn't mean to swear. Please take that swear out. No, but it's so no wonder we're all confused.
Yeah, you're like, should I run? Should I?
How about just like get your heart rate up, guys? How about it's worked for millions of years?
Yes,
yeah, that I'm
with Becca
so
on that one. Becca's new. What are you going to create?
I don't know.
Just, let's create. Remember those bracelets that would say like WW something something.
Jack,
just,
what would Becca do?
Or Jack needs to do those again.
Yeah, I'll start making some bracelets.
Yes. Listen, I also saw that you had some shirts that I really wanted. I mean, let's go with those.
Oh, girl, I'll give you some.
So you're just saying go. Just
I'm
go.
I'm just saying get up off of the couch and go. So here's the thing. My dad, I bought him a Fitbit for Christmas. My dad is a big boy. That's actually what we call him, big boy. There's nothing better than he loves and go through and drive through and like, yeah, big boy. But he's trying to get his health back on.
Yeah.
And I'm forever excited and grateful for him. So I bought him a Fitbit for Christmas. He needs it. He tracks it and he's, oh, today I...
It's motivating.
You know, I put in this much water.
He has his own accountability.
And I think that's super important. But also, maybe you've seen in class, mm-hmm. when we're in the middle of class is in session. I have already warmed you up. I mean, people are sweating.
Yeah.
And then people will stop and they'll look at their Fitbit.
Okay.
Or they'll look at their iPhone, whatever. And I'll go, does it tell you you're alive? What does it tell you right now?
Are
because
you sweating
I'm telling you that we are still working out. And I think it's a little bit of a clutch.
Got
so, again... I love Fitbit. I love things that keep you accountable. But at the end of the day,
don't worry so much about peak cardio.
You are still responsible for you.
It's probably the same thing, too, that people are getting obsessive about it, like counting calories, where it's just like you're always looking to make sure you're like on the ball when it's just like, go out and run.
Just get up and move.
I've had a couple friends ask me who are newly pregnant, and they're so pregnant they're not telling people yet, but they're like, when I go and I work out, what do I watch out for? Do I tell the trainer that I'm pregnant? Like, is there stuff I need to stop doing?
Yes. They should all listen. We all understand that there's that rule of thumb where you don't go and share your pregnancy. But with your trainer, with mm-hmm. your facialist, you need to inform the professional. One, we're going to keep an eye on you. With me, if you're training with me and you've been training with me and you say, hey, listen, I'm early stages of pregnancy. We're actually still okay. If you have clearance from your doctor, and I'm pre-postnatal certified, and I love my pregos that come in. But there's so much science right now that working out during your pregnancy helps you postpartum, helps you for delivery. Actually, the more you work out, the bigger your placenta grows.
Oh, wow.
And that is what's feeding your baby inside. And you still want to be working a lot of your core, which back in the day, oh no, don't work out. Stop working out. There's absolutely no abs. No, 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 no. But you actually need, because one, it's stabilizing your pelvic floor. Two, you're going to need that core to push the baby out. Mm-hmm. Three, the second that baby comes out, you're going to be like, where's my six pack?
Yeah.
Where did it go? But yes, I always say that you should inform. And again, things happen. There's the chance of miscarriage, but we're aware. Mm-hmm. We should be aware. Just if something were to go awry. But it's very good for you if your doctor has given you the okay. And I always ask that, your doctor's told you early pregnancy before 8 weeks, you haven't even seen your doctor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't even know.
You don't even
surprise!
Oh, no.
So, you're just still drinking and you're still smoking.
Hey. But they won't see you because there's no heart rate or heartbeat yet.
There's nothing.
But in that, if that's the case, we can still work out. And I love my pregnant clients who have worked out with me the day they've had their baby.
Holy,
and
that's crazy.
By the way, 3-2 squat push and there's your child.
Oh my God.
And I love that. And I think it's important because you also feel like it's still your time and you feel better. Same thing about how do you get up off the couch? You feel better after 5 minutes of your workout.
Yeah.
You're just
true.
In it.
Someone said they've had 2 C-sections and they are feeling healthy and they're lost all the baby weight, but they can't get rid of the pooch.
Oh, that pooch.
The pooch.
I know.
Pooch.
The pooch of the C-section. Well, when you have a C-section, you're obviously cutting through a lot of things. And to regain that, I always tell people that it took 10 months for that baby to be made, right? For it to be cooked and ready to go. Mm-hmm. You have to still be good to your body coming off of your pregnancy. So your post-pregnancy body takes, give it 10 to 12 months. And that last bit of the pooch, I like people to think about not doing so many abdominal crunches, but more planks, because that's going to engage the transverse abdominals, which is going to pull everything in like a corset. Also, be good to your body because you're now a new mom.
Yeah.
And your body will change during pregnancy. And as much as we want to be like, wait a second, I want to be the cover of Us Weekly.
Yeah.
I had my baby yesterday and look at me now.
Happen.
You know, you still need to, you need to honor your body. So don't worry about that little pooch because that little pooch created a beautiful living thing. And just keep working towards your goals.
And everyone has the pooch. They just Photoshop it in the magazine.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Also your Instagram, you have the best like plank exercises where you put the rags on your feet.
Oh, so many things you can do at home.
These are the best.
Tell us.
Okay, first of all, you don't even need to use a rag. You can just wear socks. But if you want to be...
The rag looks more fun.
The rag is fun. I travel a lot with my clients. And when I'm, you know, I just think it's entertaining because, again, how many people say, well, I don't have a trainer. I don't have a gym. I don't have time. I have kids. I have this. I have that. Well, no excuses. So I will do things with a rag or a dish towel, and it'll be like over Thanksgiving, I had the turkey in the oven. I had the stuffing. I'm like, let's do this. I'm an American. And
American.
American. I took down the dish towel, put it under my feet, and I do all different variations of plank pike ups. I do running mans on them, anything that's going to drag my belly up. And then, you know, then we can get like, let me get a Swifter sponsorship and let's, you know,
you really do need a Swifter.
Clean the floors.
Household,
so many things.
Workouts.
But I love, and then it's like, well, look, I'll do it in my socks. I have all these different variations on my Instagram. But workouts at home, I think, are fun. They're easy. They're hysterical. Like, you know, you have a baby on the floor. So many things you can do around that kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can use that kid. But also, I have 2 dogs, and they are comedy for me. One is 5 pounds and one is way heavier than that. But my 5-pound dog, I will put it up and I'll do some lunges, some side lunges, and I'm pressing. And, you know, I refuse to give him his own Instagram because he'll be way popular.
Yes.
And he will just put me
take
to shame.
Away. Yeah, 100%.
So, but it's just about balance. And again, no excuses.
What's the best fat burning for someone that has 100+ pounds to lose?
Moving. Did I say that?
Yeah.
So if you are starting up with 100 pounds to go, you just need to start moving because your first few steps, they're going to be challenging. And you're probably going to complain about pain in your joints and heavy breathing. And then once you get those movements underneath you, you start feeling, oh, my joints are feeling a little better. And when you're at that weight, it's very quick to lose maybe first 10, 15, 20 pounds, and you're excited about that. And then you're not as excited. And that's when you start going, well, this isn't working. It's way easier before. To me, when someone comes in to train with me, if they're already in great shape, great. But if you are struggling and it was a big moment for you to walk through these doors, I have your back. And I'm going to hold you and push you and we're going to get through it together. So a lot of times magazines will say, what's your biggest weight loss result? Mm-hmm. And I will say, it's not about how much the person has lost in weight. It's how much they've gained in confidence. And I mean that to the bottom of my heart because
again, it goes back to, you don't have to be a size zero to be perfect. You need to be healthy and confident within your walls, within your house, which is your body. And if you don't have a healthy body, you have no home to live in. So, you know, 100 pounds, just get moving. And it's going to get easier. And then you're going to have days where it's not so easy. But that's life in general. No matter where you are in your fitness level, we have days where we're like, yes, I killed it in the gym. And days of like, I don't know what the heck I just did in there, but that was awful. It was a waste of time. Maybe I should go have a burrito. I don't know what's going on. Do not let your mind take over a level of negativity. Be good to it. Mm-hmm. And my other favorite thing that I like to tell people is, would you talk to yourself the way you do if it was your best friend? You need to be your number one fan. Because we look in the mirror and we see our struggles and we see things we don't like. When someone else is seeing something that's so beautiful that you can't focus on because you're just like, ugh, my cellulite.
It doesn't matter who you are. You know, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with it. Every single person looks in the mirror and like finds something they really hate about themselves, which is so sad. You know,
so that's again where I try to remind myself, as I remind everyone else, talk to you like you would your best friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of being our best friend, stick around because you're now going to become the Lady Gang's
Lady Gang.
It's our app. Can't say our own name.
The Lady Gang's best friend and answer some life advice questions when we come back.
Hey, ladies.
Funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back.
Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code Lady Gang, and I have lots of workout related fun things.
Yes,
and
does.
You're going to own them all soon.
Oh my gosh. I want the one that says something about not working out but eating and watching TV. What is that one?
How do I not? I love to exercise, but I love sitting on the couch and eating everything more.
Yes.
I like that, yeah.
That was a hoodie that I thought I might need to get that.
Oh, I've got all the things for you.
Okay. I'm so excited.
So for this part of the podcast, we have our listeners writing questions and we try to give them somewhat decent advice.
Mm-hmm. The pressure.
Somewhat. Yeah. The bar's low.
The bar's low.
Very low.
Yeah. And you're very inspiring, so you'll do great. Okay, our first question comes from Tracy. She says, I'm a 26-year-old soon-to-be bride, and I'm having a noticeable case of cold feet. My fiancé, who's 30, and I have been together for 2.5 years, engaged for 1 year, and plan to do a quick hop-to-the-courthouse-style quote-unquote wedding sometime later this year. I love him to death, and he's given me no reason not to trust him, but the closer we get to actually making it official, the more I'm wanting to put it off, just for a little while longer to make sure everything is perfect. Am I crazy, or am I on to something? Advice.
Becca.
I feel like I'm the worst one, because Kelty, you actually said you experienced a freak out before your wedding, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to talk about that. Because I didn't really have...
You didn't.
No.
No,
I mean, but
feet.
Yeah, but I don't think that how you're feeling going into your wedding, unless it's like you know that this person is not your person. Like,
right.
If that's the reason, that's
one
thing.
Some people just get nervous.
Some people just get nervous. And also, like, committing to someone forever and ever and ever and ever, like, that's weird. It's weird. It's not natural to be super stoked to go into that. But, like, I don't think if you have cold feet going into it, it always means that it's not supposed to happen. Like, because, Kelty, you freaked out, and you're very happily married.
Yeah, what was your freak out?
So, like, 2 months before we got married, I started, like, looking at my husband with a fine-tooth comb.
Oh, yeah.
I was literally, like, brushing through him, and I was like, I hate the way he unloads the dishwasher. Am I going to be okay with living with this type of dishwasher unloading for my whole life?
Psycho.
And that'd be like... And it was just like, it was tiny little things. It wasn't the big things. You're a wonderful guy. I love you so much. We're definitely in love. But it was like all these little things. And we ended up going to therapy. And this was like 4 weeks before the wedding. And I was just, we were like at each other a little bit. And it's so funny because we laugh about it now. But it really was this check-in. And that would be my suggestion to you.
Right.
If you're feeling a certain way, I think you have to honor those feelings and like go get a third party. Go talk through it. Make some like life plans. Like figure out how you're going to handle certain things in your marriage before you do the leap. Now, I do want to say, you guys know I've been married twice. The first time I got married, I knew he wasn't the guy for me the minute he stood up from proposing.
Like, I was like, don't worry, Kelty, it's only engagement. You can always call this off. Like, I knew it was not the right guy.
But then you go through the engagement, and then you feel
right. And then I think,
pressure.
Right. And I think people, you get, you're young, and you're like, oh my God, I want the dress. I want the party. I want, you know, all this attention. Like, it's so fabulous. And then you don't realize it's not the right guy. So you have to decide, you know, Tracy, is it the guy, and you're just feeling like all the normal feelings of being scared, or is this not the guy?
I think also because she says that they're just going to the courthouse to get married, it's not like you have this date for a wedding that you have to be at, and like, God forbid something goes wrong, yeah, and everything's going to go to shit. Like,
this is
have
an easy
a conversation
one to bail
with your guy. Yeah, and then you can just not marry him. Have a conversation with your guy. Maybe he's feeling somewhat of the same way, and then you guys can have an honest conversation about it and put it off if they want
There's
to.
No rush to it. No rush to get
anything to
listen. Look, pressure.
Well, listen, I'm the divorcee here, so high five for that.
Yeah,
I have not found my penguin, but I do think there's something about intuition.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think you need to be calm and rationalize. So maybe that is taking a moment and pushing back the courthouse date and evaluating what's going on. You know. Going through a divorce is difficult.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Make sure you're sure.
Yeah.
Because when the you have to fill out all those sucks. Paperwork and they ask, you know, your name, full name, and then you have to go, divorce. And then I always think to myself, my parents are so proud of me.
No, totally. There's so much shame when you fail at it. Even if it's the best decision for you, for your life, you're like, I'm the biggest failure because I had one job.
Uh-huh. High five. I'm like, I'm that Midwest divorce. So again, you know, be honest with yourself and listen. And obviously she had her intuition.
Mm-hmm.
I had mine. I was young. And today my ex-husband, great friend.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Great friend.
Okay. Our second question comes from...
Your nails look amazing today, Jack.
Thank you. I just got them done.
You did?
Rose colored glasses.
Oh my gosh. So
Susan says, thanks. Hey ladies, I'm struggling a little bit trying to figure out how... Okay, let me start over. I'm struggling a little bit with trying to figure out how my boyfriend... I'm really struggling.
She's so hungover.
And also, I left my glasses
at
a guy's house.
Wait.
At a guy's
house? Whoa. Rewind.
Hold on. Hello. Ask the lady gang.
No one in the lady gang cares about this question yet. What? What guy?
I'm not telling you.
Is it new?
Yes.
Is it...
No. Yes.
Was it your first sleepover with him?
Yes.
Do you normally wear glasses or are you contacts?
No, I always wear glasses. So okay. I'm very, very blind. So this is a struggle.
Because I was wondering if it was like
Susan,
oh,
I'm
I came over in my contacts and then I
and then left
it was only like a 24-hour contact and I left my glasses.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
I couldn't see the stoplight on my way here.
I need to go back.
Ooh.
She left them on purpose.
On purpose?
No, I didn't.
Do you not want to go
She's
back?
She's like, along with my toothbrush.
Do you need me to go back? And all of my clothes.
The lady gang will go back. We'll totally sneak into his house and get your glasses.
I love like breaking into people's homes.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Mm.
Okay, continue.
Okay, anyways. Susan, I'm struggling like you are. Okay, Susan's struggling a little bit trying to figure out how her boyfriend of about a year and I should handle paying for things from dinners to trips to experiences because money is tighter for him than it is for me. He's in sales and does well for himself, but I still make probably 3 times as much as he does. I'm afraid he's going to feel emasculated if I pay for more stuff than he does. What should I do?
Oh. Ooh.
Becca Tobin.
Kelty's eyes right now.
I don't know. I think Zach feels like, can I please stop paying for Becca? Let's see.
You know you have your own copy, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I have a lot of girlfriends in this exact same position. And I always just say, like, take the money out of it. If you're both, like, putting in the equal amount of energy and compassion and caring and loving, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, if he's bringing everything to the table that's so amazing and wonderful, then, like, the money thing, try to separate it. Like, try not to have that bleed into the reasons he might not be, like, the best guy for you. Because sometimes you can really miss out on great people because you're so worried that they're not as big of earners as you are or
they're
whatever.
Not tall enough.
That can be like, as long as he has a job and he works hard and likes what he does, then
there's nothing wrong with it. And if you feel like you want to pay for things and he's okay with it, you just have to have the conversation to be like, I want to go to this nice hotel and I know it's expensive and I would never want to have you like break the bank to go, but I want to go and having you with me is what I want to experience. Like, so I'm okay with paying for it and you can just never hang it over his head. Like, that's your decision and his company's worth that to you. Like, but it can never become like a conversation or you're fighting and you bring it up or whatever. Like, you have to be okay with that. Because it's always, I mean, most of the time it's the other way around and it's never a fucking issue. Like, why is it such an issue when it's the woman paying for things for the man?
I think also the way that she says it doesn't make me think that she... It's like an issue to her. I think she's like worried about him feeling emasculated.
Yeah, so have a conversation.
And does he feel emasculated or does he love it?
I think he loves
bragging to his friends. Exactly. Like, oh, my girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She bought me these new shoes. I'm, you know,
look at me.
I don't know. I think, and if he is feeling that, well, then he needs to find other ways to, like Becca said, where it's not, it's maybe it's not about the finance part, but it's how he feels. Is there something special? Did he leave a note, you know, on your pillow while you were snoring?
Yeah.
Your snoring is adorable. That's worth a dollar.
Like, that equals $5.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm scared.
I would get a joint. They're dating?
Joint?
Boyfriend. I would get some sort of like joint account and it would be like the relationship fund money account. And like, so if he puts $100 a month, you put $200 a month, but he has the credit card that's attached to it and he always pays.
How long have they been dating? Do we see
a
this?
A year.
So like when you're out, well, maybe that's a little early for that. But like my point is like when you go to the movies, you go to the dinner, I do think there's an ego thing with men that they like to get the bill and they like to buy the movie tickets and they like to like, so if he had access to the card, then it's him pulling it out of his wallet and it maybe wouldn't feel so weird.
I feel like that would make you feel more emasculated.
Yeah.
If you're trying to cover up the
Here's your allowance.
Yeah. Here you go. I put more money
I don't know the answer. I didn't say it was the right answer. I just said that's my idea.
I think if you're married, I like that idea.
Yeah. I think that's down the line in a relationship. A year, you know, 365 days, 367 things could get real.
Right.
True.
No, that's so true.
And then why am I contributing to something where...
Also, there's so many things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money. So maybe your experiences and your things that you do are just not the most expensive.
Yeah, I think that as long as, like, I don't know. I mean, there's just so many guys out there who, like, could make more money but are just douchebags.
And
so
also,
it's like,
he's in sales. So, you know, that means in sales you're going to have good years and not so. And
probably also a lot of room to grow.
Right. So if he's working hard, I think it's if he did nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
See you later. Boy, bye.
If he has a lump on a log. Okay.
Lump.
A lump on a log? A bump?
Is it a bump or a lump?
Oh. I guess it could be either.
All right. Our last question is from Anonymous.
Oh, God.
Anonymous says,
Shush.
Oh, my God. I can't do today. I'm 23. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a good question. I'm 23 and my dad started dating a 27-year-old a few months ago. Mm. He's in his 50s. She was an intern at his job. And of course, it's extremely embarrassing since she's so close to my age. Since we live in the same town, it's also very embarrassing that they go out to pubs or clubs that all of my other friends are at. I want him to be happy, but I'm also concerned. My brother and I have tried telling him how we feel, but he just gets angry and won't even listen. He says I'm being selfish and that he loves her. Since I live at his house, I feel like there's not much I can do. Am I making a big deal out of it, or am I being extremely selfish?
Move out.
Yep.
Oh,
you gotta move out. You gotta move out. Dad is allowed to do dad life. It's weird. It's creepy. It's maybe not your favorite thing, but like you're right. There's nothing you can do. You live at his house. He's paying your rent. So you need to get your job, move out, figure a way to get yourself out of the situation, and then you can decide how close you want to be.
And if...
Honestly, move out of the town. Get out of the town. Move to
yeah,
New York.
No, that's...
Get out. Yeah. This is not the place for you.
Or if you really feel like you really hate this woman and you think she's bad for him, then, like, maybe follow her around, try to catch her cheating or something.
Or I was going to say maybe...
Oh.
I was going to say maybe date her dad.
Date her dad, yeah.
Gross. Oh, man.
That'll get him back.
Things just got real...
Spicy.
Real aggressive. I'm with the move out. And, you know... She's 23 or 27?
She's 23.
And the girlfriend's 27.
Yeah.
So at 23, you're an adult.
Yeah. Oh,
23.
Yeah.
It's time.
You should, you know, get a roommate, get on your own. Your dad will always be your dad, but he's also a man. And, you know, if your parents were still together, I mean, you don't want to know what's going on. It's the same idea.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's going to date and, you know, and he, you can't help who you fall in love with. And it doesn't mean you need to like that person, but yeah. you still need to respect your dad. So, right.
yeah. And it's not going to last.
Here's the most heartbreaking yeah. advice.
She's going to smell those balls and be
oh,
out.
And
smell,
or he's going to
have
see.
Sciatica when
No, here's
sex.
The most depressing thing I'll ever tell share with you guys, everyone.
You dated a 50-year-old man.
No. A friend of mine was talking to this older gentleman, and he was like in his 70s. And this like really hot girl walks by. And the man in his 70s looks at my guy friend and was like, said something about the girl being really attractive. And my friend was like, when you, I'm wondering, as you get older as a man, do you start finding women your age oh. attractive? And the man goes, it does not matter how old I get. I will always find younger women hot. Like, I'll always look at them like I did when I was 25.
Yeah.
And then he started popping bottles of Viagra.
But it's like, that's the true. Thing. Your dad, is, he's yeah. still going to find 27-year-old women attractive, even though it's close to your age.
Even
like,
if
that's
it's your
just,
friend.
That's the way they're wired.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
It's
but
gross. Yeah.
So just move out. Just get out of there.
And yeah.
See him at the holidays. Yeah. Make it, you know, swallow it down for 12 hours and a nice turkey dinner and then
swallow
get out
down.
Again.
Probably not the right. Probably not the right term.
I was like, swallow what down?
I was going to, you know, handshake would be nice.
Handshake.
Yeah, we're done.
A handshake. Just lube it up. I mean, uh-oh. Swallow it down. I mean, oh my God, your dad's having sex with a 27-year-old. Okay, on that note, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for
you
having
guys
me.
Yay. Can follow Astrid at Astrid Swan. Let me spell it for you. ASTRID_Swan. If you're in Hollywood, you can come visit her at Barry's Boot Camp. Is there anything else we should buy from you?
Buy from you.
Buy everything.
Follow the Instagram. It's very inspirational.
Follow the Instagram and stay tuned for things coming up.
Are you doing something?
Ooh, maybe.
You're doing things.
Yes. Big things.
And also,
not dating a 50-year-old, I'll tell you that.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I have, or 70-year-old. It was 70, right?
70.
We cap it. There's yeah. a cap.
There's a cap.
There's got to be a cap.
Yeah.
Oh, God. 42 is a good cap.
Okay, on that note.
42.
See you next Tuesday. Becca, you missed it.
See you next Tuesday.
No! Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.